morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome, visitors, and all of you. Good to be here in the house of the Lord this 15th Sunday after Pentecost. Today we have a special installation of our Sunday school teachers. We'll do that between the sermon and the prayer and begin our Sunday school during the Christian Education Hour. And for those listening on the radio, please allow me to let you know our hymns for the day. We will be following setting four, beginning on page 203 of the Lutheran Service Book. Our opening hymn, 725, Children of the Heavenly Father. The sermon hymn, 820, My Soul Now Praise Your Maker. Distribution hymns, 709, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. 864, Shepherd of Tender Youth. 707, O That the Lord Would Guide My Ways. Our closing hymn, 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, which is our hymn of the month. Also in our prayers today, we'll include the people of Morocco. I just found out this morning they were hit with a devastating earthquake, which they usually don't get, 7.2 Richter scale. So 1,000 people dead, at least. So we'll include the people of Morocco in our prayers. With that, let us begin with our opening hymn, 725, Children of the Heavenly Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We now chant together the introit. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant to us, your humble servants, your holy inspiration, that we may set our minds on the things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Ezekiel chapter 33. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. This is the word of the Lord. Now sing the gradual. The epistle is from Romans chapter 13. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For the same reason you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. Owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
to God. We stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come. But woe to the one by whom the temptations comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you've gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated for our hymn number 820, My Soul Now Praise Your Maker. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the disciples asking Jesus, who's the greatest? And you can kind of relate to our tendency to compare and compete. And of course, typically it's the wrong question. You know, they're thinking from human worldly kind of perspective. So it's a teaching opportunity. And so Jesus gets a little child, a little toddler, and brings this one to stand before them. So they're looking at this little child, and their questions probably think of, well, the greatest must be the one who can accomplish the most, you know, has taught the best, prayed the best, whatever, right? And Jesus is going to help them, help us to understand it's the child, the one like a child. Now, we want to understand how children were understood back then, not as role models, as they're people with needs, right? This we understand. They can't do anything for themselves of any great benefit to others. They truly are dependent on parents, somebody to take care of them for everything. They're needy. And this is how it was understood in the ancient world. They unable to work. I mean, they can't even spell or count or defend themselves or provide for themselves. They don't know right from wrong. They don't know good from evil. They're easily deceived and led astray. And here Jesus brings one of these little ones up there in the midst of them. Truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's true for you and for me also. What does this mean? To become like children. Well, we are completely dependent upon God, needy. We are to acknowledge this, our need for Jesus Christ and for everything that he provides. We do this when we pray. We pray to our Heavenly Father as dependent children, asking him for everything and thanking him for everything that he provides, all our needs, including our food, clothing, shelter, protection, safety, wisdom, knowledge, forgiveness, deliverance from evil, for us, for others, and especially for those with great and acute needs. So who's the greatest? Those with the greatest needs, the greatest dependence on Jesus and what he provides. And they know it, and they acknowledge it. And age is not the issue here, is it? And they are so great that Jesus says, if you receive one of these little ones, then you're receiving Jesus himself. And we welcome everybody here at Zion, and especially those with great needs. And these needs vary. We pray regularly for people in our congregation and friends and family of congregation with known great needs. And we also recognize that there are some who are new to the faith that have a great need to know Jesus, his word. We are fortunate that we can teach our Sunday school beginning today, and we'll be helping those little ones who have this need to know the Lord. We also know that those who have been away for a while have a great need, and we welcome them back because of this need that they have been away. They need this word of God, this forgiveness, this sustenance, and we're grateful that they're back. We know that those who who are struggling with temptation and fear have great need. We may not even recognize them on the surface, but they have great need. Those who are struggling, those who are going through crisis, the people in Morocco, those who don't know much about Jesus. These are the needy, the dependent ones. These are the great ones. And so they are so great that we are warned, dire warnings, against causing one of these to stumble into unbelief. The consequences are severe. So precious are these little ones. So precious are you, little ones. And so important to the Father in heaven, that he says, their angels always behold his face. These are hard to comprehend, the love of God that he has for his little ones. So precious, so great in his kingdom now. They are like the dependent, easily misled sheep. The one that wanders off, right? The one that wanders astray. It's so precious. The little ones. That when they go away, we're to search for them. The one who's not with us, but is in danger of losing their faith in Christ. Of course we are to go search for them. Of course we are to bring them back. To bring them back to safety in God's word and his grace and to the nourishment that he provides through his word, through his body and blood. Of course, we do whatever we can to bring them back, to be here in his fold. The Father's will is that not one of these, not one, should be lost. Jesus came for the little ones, for these sheep, for the lost, for the needy, for you and for me. He came for the weak and dependent. And though he be God, he set aside all the power and glory and humbled himself and actually was a little child born in Bethlehem, vulnerable, weak, dependent. And he did this for the sake of the little ones, for the sake of you and for me. Jesus endured life here in this fallen, evil, dangerous world. And he endured the suffering on the cross to death. He did this willingly. He did this to save those who could not save themselves. He did this for us. We are helpless, completely dependent on Christ for our very salvation. He made this sacrifice for us, God's needy ones. And he laid down his life for the little ones of God. He knows them and they know him. He calls them and they know his voice. He seeks them when they wander. And he rejoices with all of heaven when one of these little ones who was lost is found. And when they turn and acknowledge him and their need for him and they return to the fold, he instructs his children how to love one another. He does this through his commandments. In our epistle, we heard this, some of the reference to the Ten Commandments, and summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So simple, so profound, so contrary to our nature. But this is how God loves us, through our neighbor, and how we love them. We recognize the needs of others, their weakness, their struggles, often because of our own that we identify so readily and have that compassion, that empathy. We know they need love, care. We know they need patience because we need it. Patience toward us, from others, forbearance. We know that they need to be nurtured in the faith because we need to be nurtured in the faith. We know that they need forgiveness because every day we need forgiveness, every day. And so we are to love them, especially the neediest. They're the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. When someone sins in a way that you think that they may fall from faith in Jesus, we are to do whatever we can to bring them back. Whether it's they're staying away from church or they're involved with some ongoing unrepentant sin. We all know these people. They're in our families. They're friends. They're part of our Zion family. We know that they need Jesus. And we know that we need Jesus even to talk to them, to reach out to them, to go. We pray for them. We pray that the Lord help us. And we also acknowledge our need. And when they're not responding to us, when we can't talk to them, when they won't listen to us, try as we might. We continue to pray for them. We continue to try. And yet we might be able to find a brother or sister to help. And we say, could you try talking to them with me? This isn't a formula when we read the Matthew 18, step 1, 2, 3, how to win somebody back. No, this is an ongoing process. Just this is what we do, whatever we can. We go to them. We pray for them. We talk to them. We bring somebody who might help in private, out of respect. If necessary, we bring the church. We want to do everything we can to bring them back. We are forgiven and strengthened in faith by Christ and His Word. We are empowered to go to bring them back. We forgive as we are forgiven by God, and we love as we are loved by God. As you recognize and admit your weaknesses, your struggles, your sinfulness, your need for Jesus, your need for His strength, your need for His comfort, His peace, His forgiveness, Jesus declares you great in His kingdom, in the reign that He is reigning now. You are great in His kingdom. And as you recognize in others their weaknesses, their struggles, their sinfulness, their needs, we recognize these are other children in God's heaven, in His kingdom. We pray for them. And we go to them, aware of and acknowledging our needs of Christ. We reach out in compassion. We praise God for the love He has for them and for us in Christ Jesus our Lord, what He's done for them, laying down His life for them, not wanting any to be lost. And we give God thanks and praise for bringing us into this kingdom, which has no end. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now I would like our Sunday school teachers to come up here, please, all the way up to our second railing. Joanna, Megan, Carol, and Susan. These are, have agreed to teach our Sunday school kids. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, well, sorry, let me start over. They're sisters in Christ. I'm using the, you know, fill in the blank. Just, okay. All right. I got to pay attention. They're sisters in Christ. You're to be installed as Sunday school teachers at Zion Lutheran Church, a work in which our Father in heaven has great joy. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Beloved in the Lord, you are to assist me, the minister of word and sacrament, in the instruction of God's people according to his holy word. You are to prepare yourselves for this work by your individual and corporate study of the word of God and the faith drawn from it as it has been delivered to us in the small catechism. While holiness of life and obedience to Christ are expected of all members of the congregation, it is especially important that you show yourselves by word and example to be faithful to him in service and Christian devotion. In the presence of God and of this congregation, I therefore ask you, do you accept the position entrusted to you, and you promise faithfully to carry out your duties, trusting in the Lord and conforming yourself to his word in accordance with the faith of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? If so, then answer, I do. Congregation, beloved in the Lord, you have heard the promises of faithfulness spoken by these ladies. Do you promise to support them in their work, to remember them in your prayers, and to work with them to the best of the abilities that God has given you, so that he may be glorified by his work done in our midst? If so, then answer, we do. Sisters in Christ, I install you as Sunday school teachers at Zion Lutheran Church, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty and most merciful God enlighten and strengthen you in your service, that you may be good and faithful leaders and teachers to the glory of his name and the salvation of his people. Amen. Please stand as we all pray. Let us pray. O Lord, grant to these your people the gifts of wisdom and discretion, kindness and faithfulness, so that they may effectively teach and guide, and grant to all your people a ready willingness to learn. Let the knowledge of your word be preserved and extended among us, so that all may know and praise you now and forever. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Go in the name of the Lord. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen. And please remain standing. You may return to your seats, and we will continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Blessed Lord, you have promised that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst of them. Hear the prayers of your people and grant our supplications. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have sent us pastors as watchmen. Let them be ever faithful in calling sinners to repentance and joyfully announcing your forgiveness to those who heed their warning. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, because you have made us our brother's keeper, fill us with care for the members of our earthly families and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Forgive our sins and strengthen us to live so that we owe no one anything except to love each other. Lord, in your mercy. Righteous God, you give leaders to every nation and people. Grant us good and wise public servants to bear the sword righteously, defending the innocent and punishing wrongdoers. Guard those who protect us, especially our armed forces, police, and firefighters. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, look with compassion on those who are struggling with illness, grief, loneliness, malady, and catastrophe, especially Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlock, Ruth, Irma, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, Arlene, Pastor Miller, and the people of Morocco. Reassure them of your love, which is like that of the shepherd who seeks and saves the one lost sheep. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, grant that we would receive Christ's body and blood with childlike faith. Let us humbly trust that your forgiveness is poured out for us in this sacrament. May it strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, because you desire that none of your little ones should perish, and because sin is constantly crouching at our door, we beg you to call us back to yourself when we are tempted to stray. Deliver us from temptation and keep us in the faith. Make us humble like little children, seeing how your Son humbled himself for us and for our salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. A special blessing, especially for those listening on the radio, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, You promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat, this is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat, this is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat, the very body of Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat, this is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of Christ, given unto death for you. Iris, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, given unto death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Thank you. welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.